Nation FM. You're on the State of the Nation with Jimmy and Mumbi, and we've got Miguna Miguna in studio. A lot of tweets coming in. You can also give us a call 0719-038-963 or 964. Charles is saying, I challenge Miguna to offer himself for elections. He can't make MCA in Awasi. Where is Awasi?
I don't know.
Because somebody is saying that you're an anti-Raila warrior.
But you see, that's not even the point.
Mm.
So what if you can't make an MCA in Awasi? That shouldn't delegitimize what you are saying just because you can't be elected.
Yeah.
People said that if Obama came to Kenya, he would not make an MCA in Awasi either.
Yeah.
But he's the president of the United States.
Yes.
Now, does it mean that Obama is useless because he cannot be elected in Kenya? Is that what we are saying?
Yeah.
Do we judge intellectual contributions based on whether or not you can garner votes?
Mm.
There are a lot of people, most people, in fact, that win the Nobel Prize in anything, whether chemistry, physics, political science, they can't win elections even in their own homes.
True.
So does that mean that they have no contributions to make because even their families cannot vote for them because they spend most of their time researching and writing? We have to be serious.
Mm. Yes.
So the fact of the matter is this.
Mm.
I'm not saying I cannot win election in Awasi.
Yeah.
I'm simply saying, tell me what it is that I've said that you disagree with and why.
And have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Native People, he says, Miguna is a warrior, and I know he is up against a Buxton people denied freedom of choice.
Oh.
Would you agree with that?
Well, yes, to an extent.
Mm.
Yes.
To what extent?
You see, don't box me in as a warrior.
Yeah, you're more than that.
I'm just a Kenyan.
Okay.
I'm a Kenyan making a contribution.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you think I'm a warrior, so be it.
But okay. I think what that guy is saying is that he believes that people who support Raila and passionately support Raila. I mean, the last election, what was that, 5.6 million?
Yeah.
If the polls are correct, according to the polls, if we go to an election now, he would get those votes. That's what the polls are saying. So are you saying that those guys are not thinking properly? Are you saying that those people are supporting Raila because what, they've been blinded?
No. I'm not saying that at all. And I think they are entitled to support Raila.
Mm.
I mean, whoever is supporting Raila and they're dedicated to him and they want him to be president.
And there are many.
Yeah, there are many. I'm not telling them not to be many. I'm not telling them not to support Raila. I'm just making an argument. And I'm saying to them that we have supported him 3 times in a row. And it is time to support someone else.
Mm.
Nobody was born to be president. We've given him a chance. He has failed. So let's move on.
Okay.
Now, and not just that, they should also interrogate what it is that Raila has contributed to the well-being of, first of all, Luos.
Yes.
Secondly, ODM and CORD and Kenya, vis-a-vis other people's contributions and their potential. Tell me, what economic development or initiative has Raila brought, even to his constituency in Kibera? None.
Mm.
What economic initiative or development has he brought to Nyanza, which is where he was born? None. What has he done since he failed 3 times? Each failure, what has he changed in terms of orientation, in terms of method, in terms of strategy, in terms of tactics, in terms of procedure, in terms of how he filters and chooses people that surround him? Zero. What has he done in terms of the content of democracy in ODM? Zero. They are still fighting every time there are nominations in ODM.
Unfortunately,
there has been no transparent, free and fair election within your own party. Governors, he has 24 governors, more than Jubilee.
Mm.
What has his governors done? Still loot 100% more than Jubilee has been looting.
Gosh.
So what is different between him and Jubilee? Why should we give him a chance?
Okay, well, let's take a call. I feel like I might have to play this.
Views and opinions expressed by guests or listeners on this station.
Mr. Miguna, you're going to cost me my
views
job.
Of Nation Media Group.
Hello, Nation.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Jack Mabomi.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Do you have a comment for Miguna Miguna or a question?
Well, I just have a comment in concurrence and also sometimes in departure of ideas.
Okay.
Because I think the Kenyan economic platform is pegged on the ideology of me, I, and myself.
Yes.
That's the way they put it.
Yeah.
And I don't think asking a kid in school or even at our level who you would say is a Kenyan role model.
Yeah.
And there's, okay, in my opinion, I don't think there is one person, because the issue that we are addressing in Kenya today is that you sort yourself first, then you can sort others.
Yeah.
The time that comes, there's no, like, patriotism in Kenya is zero, in my opinion.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
And the one worst thing, and sorry to say this, and this is my opinion, is that in Kenya, commercial ideology is the most, is the driving factor.
Okay.
Where every company splits all Kenyans to make their market and their school. So nobody cares about the other.
Mm.
We only care how much we make, whether in business, whether in employment, whether in what.
Yeah.
And so even in government, now that is the most sad thing.
Yeah.
Because whereas government is a service to public.
Yeah.
And the people actually even swear even to all these.
They hold the Bible, my brother.
Not only that, even in junior post, people sign some documents. I will not point one civil or public servant who will hold that integrity.
Yeah.
That we can go and behold in the office and say this is the model of
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your comment. 0719-038-963 or 964. Can we take another call?
Yes. Yes.
And then I have a question.
Yes.
For Miguna Miguna. Hello, Nation.
Hi, Mombi and Jimmy.
Hey, Mike.
How is it?
Not too bad.
It's great, thank you.
Great. How is Bwana Miguna Miguna?
He's great. How are you?
I can't complain.
Yes.
So far, so good.
I like that. I like that.
And I love it when you bring in the voice of reason in studio.
Okay. Okay, so your Miguna Miguna is the voice of reason?
For sure. I've always told, in fact, he informs most of the political ideals I stand for.
Okay, all right.
And I actually want to add on to what you just said about the Raila factor in Kenyan politics.
Yes.
I believe
The
Jubilee Army, let me call it an army in quotes. Every time they go to bed to sleep, there's one prayer they always pray.
Uh-huh.
That Raila doesn't think and decides to step down as a contending, as a contender in the presidency, as far as court is concerned.
Mm.
The moment he does so, it'll definitely change the political landscape in this country and the ideals of the opposition to be more legitimate and more connecting to the problems of this country.
Wow. Okay, all right.
As he said, the more aged you get, the more senile you become.
Yay.
Uh-huh. Right now, the person I'm talking about is no longer as coherent as he used to be.
Okay.
That's the point. The moment he decides to step down, that's the time we get political goodwill and political mileage in all our socioeconomic issues that we need to work on.
Thank you so much, Joshua. 0719-038-963-0964. Ben just says it's unfair to call someone senile at 70 years. Look at Reagan, Churchill, Mandela, Kibaki, and Buhari. Now, there's a question here by a guy called Nix. He says, ask Miguna about his interest in the EACC job. Was he shortlisted? We'll be right back.
Ow.
Mama Ashanti has the finest West Africa's cuisine in Nairobi.